Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Ma'am, please. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon. How may I please help you today?
I would like my refund that I was told I was going to get.
Okay, ma'am. I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. I will need to first pull up the account. Can I please have the first and last name?
That had to pull up my account. I just don't understand. They couldn't transfer me to you until they had my account pulled up, and now you have to pull my account up.
Ma'am, I'll be more than happy to assist you. I'm going to need to first pull up the account, verify the proper account pulled up. Can I have the first and last name and the zip code, please?
Tracy Smart.
32578. Thank you, ma'am. I'm locating an account with that first and last name and zip code. Please stand in line. Okay, can I have the shipping address associated with this account, ma'am?
1531 Chatmar Road, Niceville, Florida.
Thank you for that. So I do see that this is in regards to the Bites Hub meal planning app, ma'am. This app is a meal planning app. It helps to focus on using everyday foods, boost
your
energy,
aware of what it is.
Cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars, ma'am.
I didn't sign up for it.
This was created when you entered into a contest for a Dyson vacuum. It stated that you'd be signing up for the meal planning app.
Does it say anything about that at all? In the terms of the fine print, apparently it says it, but not before you've already entered and gone through the bullshit.
It was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am, before you went ahead and entered
into the
contest
that.
And out checked.
If you look at my account, it was canceled within a minute of it happening.
Do you remember ever creating this order for the Dyson vacuum contest entry for the meal planning?
Purchasing the ticket is what she said I did.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. It is a valid charge, as you did have to agree to those terms and conditions, ma'am. But I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you today. I do see the account has been canceled out, so there won't be any more future charges going forward, ma'am.
There shouldn't have been a charge, period, because I didn't want nothing
ma'am,
to do
it
with
is a valid charge. It was disclosing the terms and conditions when you place the order.
I emailed right away. Could you hear me out, please? I emailed right away saying that under no circumstances did I order your meal planning, nothing to do with that. And I canceled the ticket for this vacuum entry immediately. All of that was done within 1 minute of this happening. I spoke to a representative, and since you record your phone calls, you should be able to find that too. Where I spoke to a representative, told them what a scam this was. I was unhappy, and I wanted my money back. I was then told that I would get my money refunded to me within 3 to 5 business days, less $5 of a charge that y'all were going to keep, okay? That was on the 11th.
Ma'am, I'm looking over the account. Please stand the line.
Yeah, please listen to the phone call, because that's where it
Ma'am,
all
Ma'am, I'm looking over your account. I'm reviewing the notes. Please stay on the line. It's going to take a moment for me to look over this account. It's the first time I'm even seeing this account. Please stay on the line. I'm still here. I'm reviewing your account. Please stay on the line.
Thank you.
Okay, so I've gone ahead and looked over the account and everything. I see you did contact via email on the 11th. They went ahead and let you know you need to call in and cancel. You called in and canceled today on the 27th. You spoke with the agent.
No.
The
I did
agent
not call
went
in on the 27th, ma'am, sir, whoever. I did not call in on the 27th.
My name is Joseph, and I'm a sir. I'm not a ma'am.
Okay, Joseph,
you called
I'm
in on the 27th.
No.
You spoke with
no,
the agent
today. I
called
today. In on the 27th to find out why I hadn't been refunded yet. I made a phone call that
ma'am.
Day on the 11th.
Ma'am, I'm trying to explain to you what I'm seeing on the account, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry
so
that you're doing it that way, but I made a call on the 11th.
There's no record of you calling in to cancel
oh,
on the
really?
11th.
So you didn't
all there is about
that
the,
phone call, really?
Of the email, of an
Can
email
boss,
being
please?
Sent to
so
cancel.
I would like to speak to your boss, please.
Ma'am, I'm
I
trying to help you,
now.
Ma'am. I do apologize.
You're not trying to help
so
me. You're trying to
when
scam
you called
me.
In on the 20th.
You
when
are
you,
scamming me. I didn't call in on the 27th.
When
I
you called
in
on the
20th,
when you called in on
the
27th, ma'am, you spoke
I
with the agent.
I called on the 11th.
They went ahead
I'm
and
sorry
tried.
You don't have records of it anymore because you erased it. I'll
I
pull it up on my
anything,
fucking
ma'am.
Phone and send it to you. How's that?
Ma'am, if you're going
to
continue the curse at me, I will disconnect this call due to vulgar language, ma'am. I'm trying
to
help you, ma'am. I'm
you're
trying
not
to help.
Me.
Okay, ma'am.
Not
you're gonna
when
need
you're
a.
Lying.
You're gonna. I'm not lying, ma'am. I'm telling you,
you
what I'm
lying.
Seeing on my end, ma'am. With
no,
the note.
What you're seeing on your end is incorrect.
Okay, ma'am.
You say you record your phone calls. I want all of the phone calls from the 11th listened to.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. So when you spoke with the agent today, they went ahead and tried to issue the refund. It did not go through. They told you due to. It was. It spoke with you. You went ahead and spoke with them, and they
How is it that you
stated
can charge
that
my
it was.
Account, but you can't refund it to me,
ma'am. I'm trying to assist you, but you're going to need to please allow me to finish explaining what's going on, so I can assist you, ma'am. Ma'am, please continue to speak.
Go ahead, Joseph.
Thank you. When you spoke with the agent today, they did try to assist with issuing the refund. It did not go through. They spoke with you and advised you to contact your bank because there it was not going through. There was a block on the account. That's why I'm showing in the notes, ma'am.
Okay.
So do you have a dispute? Do you have a dispute or a block on the card, ma'am, that would be preventing us trying to assist you with the refund? Okay.
I do not.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and try to see if I can issue this refund for you, ma'am. Thank you for verifying that.
You're welcome.
Okay, ma'am. I've gone ahead and got that refund issued for you today, ma'am. Your refund will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
That's what I was told.
You ready for the confirmation number, ma'am?
Oh, yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I have to grab a pen, though, if you could just hold on 1 second.
I'll be happy to wait, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, I'm good now.
You ready for the confirmation number, ma'am?
Yes,
okay,
please.
It's going to be
920-717-781. Okay, I didn't hear that first. 920, is that what you said?
920-717-781.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That refund will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, excluding weekends or holidays, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Try not to scam any more people, really.